worship him. We magnify you. We bless your name. There is no like unto you. We thank you. Just give it to him. Give him worship. Give him worship. Give him worship. Give him worship. We thank you. None like you. You reign supremely. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Malabagaria malebojida. Ikelebo koria maga. Andalebo libeke agariaka. Area makaria. 31st is January. I'm here to give you praise. 1 month of your grace and your mercy. We thank you. Can you lift your hands to him and say, I'm here to give you praise. I've enjoyed your mercy. I've enjoyed your grace. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. I have enjoyed your grace. I have enjoyed your mercy. I thank you. I lift you up. I glorify your name. I bless you. Blessed be your name, O Lord. O Lord, you are mighty. O Lord, you are mighty.
You are mighty.
Shabbat Shalom. Just say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you. I magnify your name. I just thank you. I thank you. I thank you. Just thank you. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Magnify him. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. We have prayed. Have your seat in God's presence as we take some prayers. Lift your right hand up. Say, every accusation against me in the spirit realm, I bring the blood of Jesus against those accusations in the name of Jesus. Can we pray? Every accusation against me in the spirit realm, every accusation against me in the spirit realm, every evil petition against me in the spirit realm, I bring the blood. 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 Every voice speaking against my welfare, speaking against my favor, speaking against my breakthrough in the spirit realm, I bring the blood. I present the blood of Jesus. I bring the blood of Jesus against you. I bring the blood of Jesus against you. I bring the blood of Jesus against every voice waiting for my day of breakthrough as you speak against me. I bring the blood. 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 I bring the blood of Jesus. 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 In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Everybody, I say, you have gone so far, you can't go further. Listen, there are voices in the spirit, and it things happen in the spirit before they manifest physically. There are accusations. Somebody just takes your matter somewhere and they accuse you in the spirit realm. You are due for promotion. They accuse you. This person must not be promoted because of this. Somebody has promised you something to do you good, but there is an accusation against you. This person must not move further because of this. Right, I know. Say any voice saying you have gone far, that you can't go further, the Lord rebuke you. In the name, the Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Any voice saying you have come this far, but you can't go further. The Lord rebuke you. 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 In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Remember, you are not begging the voice. You are speaking with authority. Hello, is that it? But I can't see authority in your voice. I can't see authority in your voice. Say, no matter what the enemy says, by the blood of Jesus, I am making progress. I am moving forward. No matter the desire of the enemy, no matter the accusation of the enemy, I bring the blood of Jesus and I make progress, 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 and I make progress. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Let's pray. Anything putting a limit, I pray for somebody here. Every limit placed on you, they are removed by the blood of Jesus. They are removed by the blood of Jesus. Can you please your right hand? Let's pray together. Say, any power placing a limit over my life, placing boundaries around my life, the Lord rebuke you. I break through. I move forward. I break through. I move forward. In the name of Jesus, any power placing a limit upon my life, placing boundaries around my life, the Lord rebuke you. I make progress. I move forward. 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 In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Lift your two hands and say, Lord, I receive your mercy. Say, let your mercy speak for me. Can we pray? Let your mercy, the mercy, the mercy, the mercy in the blood, the blessing in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus, the blood of mercy, speak better things, speak great things. Mercy, 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 mercy. Let mercy speak for me. Let mercy speak for me. Let mercy speak for me. Agalama kalebo kole meke lebo kukeria. Ari ne de 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 bokoria. Let mercy speak. Mercy speak. Let mercy speak for me. Let mercy speak for me. In the name of Jesus, stretch your two hands towards your other. Anyone here suffering for the consequences of the actions of his parents, let mercy arise and deliver you. You don't understand. You don't understand. You don't understand. You don't understand. Any mistake of your parents, any action of your parents, any inaction of your parents, any error of your parents that you are suffering for, let the blood of Jesus take it away from you. In the name of Jesus, let mercy deliver you. Let mercy make a way for you. Let mercy speak for you. In the name of Jesus, let mercy fight your battles. In the name of Jesus, let mercy fight your battles in the name of Jesus. Anyone in any form of bondage, any form of addiction, any form of mental bondage, whether you know it or not, let there be a supernatural release for you. In the name of Jesus, lift your hand. Let's pray. Say, I'm supernatural release from any bondage of any kind, from bondages of any kind. I am supernaturally released from bondages of any kind. I am supernaturally released in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. As far as I'm concerned, the greatest bondages are mental. If they are chains in your hand, you will know. If it is sickness, your body is tired, you know. The mental bondage is the greatest bondage as far as I'm concerned. And many people under mental bondage don't know. They can't reason. They can't think. They can't. Things will be going wrong. They can't imagine. Because mentally, their belief system has put them into trouble. And listen, you can't grow beyond your mentality. You can't achieve beyond your belief system. Some people's belief system can't carry what they expect. When your thinking is small, your life is little. We pray for everyone here. Especially anyone in a mental bondage. with low mentality, with poor belief system, low self-esteem, low confidence, fear all around, lack of boldness, let the Lord by his blood release you from that bondage. In the name of Jesus. Bow your head, pray for yourself. Any bondage I'm in. Any bondage. Take me out of it. Release me. Release me, Lord. Release me, Lord, from that bondage, Lord. Release me. Release me. Release me. Release me. Release me, Lord. Release me, Lord. We thank you. We bless your name, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. In the month of January, we'll be introducing you, before we start going in February into details of what we have for this year, we'll be introducing you to the supernatural life. I remember the first Sunday we came and introduced you to the meaning of the supernatural. I'm telling you, it's anything that cannot be naturally explained, that the laws of nature cannot explain. And the Lord wants you to live the supernatural life, because Christianity is of the supernatural. Supernatural should be natural for you. You should be naturally supernatural and supernaturally natural. The following week we look at why every form, every aspect of Christianity is supernatural. We came the third week and picked Elisha and look at his life as an example of the supernatural. Somebody living in the Old Testament when Jesus had not died. When the Holy Spirit does not live in people, he only comes and lives. He lived a powerful supernatural life. He increased food. He healed water. He broke financial bondages. And looking at the areas in which Elisha ruled and reigned and brought solutions to people's problems, we look at that and say, in all these areas also, you can live the supernatural. Last week we were here to look at audacity, audacious, that for a believer to live the Christian life, that believer has to be audacious, fearless, bold. We explain audacious and move further to look at what does the believer base his life. What are the things that makes this believer audacious? We spoke about the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, and so on and so forth. Today, I want to conclude, in a way, our introduction to the supernatural life by looking at Elisha in the Old Testament. I want us to quickly look at the first five chapters, or maybe the first four. Where we get to today, we move on. The first four, five chapters of the book of Acts, when the church started, and see how they live their supernatural life, the basis for their supernatural life. Number one thing I want you to know today is the Holy Spirit is the enabler of supernatural living. Listen to me. There is no one, we can't preach supernatural living without teaching about the Holy Spirit. In the Old Testament, in the whole nation, the Holy Spirit comes upon one person. That person lives supernaturally. Everybody that needs help goes to the person. Anybody that needs breakthrough goes to the person. Because the Holy Spirit comes upon that person and he lives. But that is not the will of God. If you read Exodus 19, you see the Bible saying, I want to make you a kingdom of priests. I want all of you to be priests. But because when they heard the voice of God, the voice was mighty and powerful, they ran away and said, anything you want to say, tell Moses and tell Aaron. The will of God is not to talk to you through people. The will of God is to talk to you directly. It is in the Old Testament that they said, go, talk to Moses, talk to Aaron, let them come and talk to us. Okay, so temporarily, God allowed that, and he will come upon a person. He will speak to priests, and he will come and say, Israel, hear the word of the Lord. And then they speak to them. But at the death and the resurrection of Jesus, the syllabus changed, the structure changed, the model changed. At Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came. Let's check Acts 5. Acts 1 5. Sir. Acts 1 5, Acts 1 8, and Acts 2. Look at it. For John baptized you with water, that you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. But you will receive power, verse 8, when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and to the end of the world. Acts 2 from 1 to 4 or 5. When the day of Pentecost arrived, they were all together in one place. And suddenly there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind. And it filled the entire house where they were sitting. And divided tongues as of fire appeared to them and rested on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Lord gave them utterance. So in the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit comes upon the person. But when Jesus was living, he said, you'll be baptized many days from now. Every one of you. So everyone gathering to one person for instruction is old syllabus. God has made the Holy Spirit available for all of us. And the Holy Spirit is the enabler of supernatural living. If you don't have the Holy Spirit, you don't have power to live the supernatural life. Many people have the Holy Spirit, but they don't talk to Him. They don't converse with Him. They don't have relationship with Him. Having the Holy Spirit and not engaging Him and not having a relationship with Him is the same thing as not having Him at all. The Holy Spirit is the enabler of supernatural life. Did you remember that Peter ran away from a 12-year-old girl when they say, you are one of them? No, I'm not one of them. I'm not one of them. He was denying Jesus. But when the Holy Spirit came upon him, he looked at them straight in the face and said, why are you talking to us this way? We obey God rather than man. The Holy Spirit gives you power. Listen, the Holy Spirit is not for speaking in tongues alone. Speaking in tongues is an entry level. There are many people that speak in tongues, but they are weak, powerless, fearful, afraid. The Holy Spirit, when it comes upon you and is in you, gives you power to overcome, to rule, to reign. So the first thing we should know, and which we should not ever forget, which we will not stop talking about, is you can't have supernatural life without the Holy Spirit. For He is the one that enables, In the Old Testament, He comes upon them and leaves them. In the New, He is in you. So, no wonder He said, greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. To him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly far above what we ask or imagine, according to the power that is at work in us. Listen, I can have a gun at home and still be useless against an armed robber. The Holy Spirit in you might not be working for you if you don't activate it. If an armed robber comes to my house and I don't carry my gun and shoot, nothing happens. Many people in their life are weapons, mighty weapons of pulling down strongholds. But they are not engaging. They are not activating. And then they come and say, why is it that things don't work like the Bible says? Why is it that the power is not available? You ask yourself that question. Why is it? It is you. The power is available in us. The problem is that we want to live our life by Old Testament rules, whereby anything that happens, you run to the prophet, you run to the pastor, you run to the bishop. That is old syllabus. In the New, you have the Holy Spirit. And whatever the pastor can do, you can do. There's a role for the pastor. There's a role for you. But for all of us, the Holy Spirit is at work in our lives. So for us to live this supernatural life, it is a life that is enabled by the Holy Spirit. If you understand that, say amen. Lift your right hand up. Say, Holy Spirit, do your works in every area of my life. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Do your work. 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 In every area of my life. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. So, when you get home, or maybe in the future, anything happens, don't run a cascade down. Look at the team. And say, in the power, in the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Ghost in me, I speak to you, move. Let there be a change. That is how you live the supernatural life. Stop running from mountain to sea, from valley to plain. Stop looking for help where there is no help. The help is resident in you if you are born again. Are we here? What you are looking for in Sokoto is in your Sokoto. Check it out. And that is the Holy Spirit. Number two, the supernatural living is based on the gospel of the kingdom. Supernatural living is based on the gospel of the kingdom. Romans 1:16. I am not ashamed of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God for salvation for everyone who believes, first to the Jews and also to the Greek. Can we check? We've read Acts chapter 2, 1 to 4. Let's check Acts chapter 2 from verse 21 to 41. I'll read fast from verse 21. And it shall come to pass that everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. Men of Israel, hear this word. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested to you by God with mighty works and wonders and signs that God did through him in your midst. Look at that picture. Is a picture of a supernatural life. Men of Israel, hear this word. Jesus of Nazareth, a man. So when we are saying you should live this supernatural life, look at one of the pictures of it. A man attested to you by God with mighty works and wonders and signs that God did through him in your midst, as you yourself knows. Did Jesus deliver up according to the definite plan? What I'm reading here, if you understand this, you understand the gospel. What Peter preached is the gospel. When we go to churches now, we preach agendas, we preach money, we preach motivation. We say many things that have nothing to do with the gospel. Even though believers need to hear those things for them to survive on earth and for their life to move forward, then most of the things we preach in church is no longer the gospel. What Peter preached is the gospel, and I want you to listen attentively to what the gospel is. Because many people are in church, they can't even recognize what the gospel of Christ is. And this is the gospel. Jesus delivered up according to the definite plan and foreknowledge of God. You crucified and killed by the hands of lawless men. God raised him up, losing the pangs of death, because it was not possible to be held by it. And David said, so the gospel, because of our time. Let me read. For David said concerning him, I saw the Lord always before me, for he is at my right hand, that I may not be shaken. Therefore my heart was glad and my tongue rejoiced. My flesh also will dwell in hope, for you will not abandon my soul to hate, or let your Holy One see corruption. You have made me know, you have made known to me the path of life. You will make me full of gladness with your presence. Brothers, I may say to you with confidence about the patriarch David, that he both died and was buried, and his tomb is with us to this day. Being therefore a prophet, and knowing that God has sworn with an oath to him that he would set one of the descendants on his throne, he foresaw and spoke about the resurrection of the Christ, that he was not abandoned to hate, nor did his flesh see corruption. This Jesus God raised up, and all that we are, and all of that we are, and all of that we all are witnesses. Being therefore exalted at the right hand of God, and having received the Father, from the Father, the promise of the Holy Spirit, he has poured out this, that you yourself are seeing and hearing. For David did not ascend into heaven, but he himself said, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. Let all the house of Israel therefore know that, therefore know for certain that God made Jesus both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified. Now, when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles. Brothers, what shall we do? What did they hear? What was the summary of everything that they heard? That Jesus died. Jesus came. Jesus was crucified. Jesus died. He was buried. He resurrected for our sins. And the implication of that in every area of our lives, that is the gospel. Can I repeat it? If you check Corinthians chapter 1 Corinthians 5, 15, from verse 1 to 8, you will see the definition of the gospel. The gospel we preach is this. God created man. The devil tempted man. Man fell into temptation. By man falling into temptation, sin came into the world. And the plan of God for man was disrupted. And over time, God used various avenues, the law, prophets, to bring man back. But later, God sent his only begotten son, Jesus Christ, to come and die. Jesus died for the problem of man, which is sin. Every problem on earth can be traceable to sin. Jesus came, died for our sins, was buried for our sins, resurrected for our sins. And now, for as many that receive him, he now gives them power to live their lives for him. That is the gospel. And when he preached that word, they asked, what should we do? Please, can we go back to where you stopped? That should be around verse 38 or so. I can't remember. Go to 37. Go to 37. Go to 37. Anything apart from the death, the burial, the resurrection of Jesus is an addition. The implication of that in our lives is a gospel. Jesus died, was buried, and he resurrected. In your tailoring shop, what is the implication of that in your tailoring shop? He did not die, was buried, and resurrected for you to live like a weakling. For you to live a defeated life. He died, he resurrected, he was buried and resurrected, and gave you victory. That is the gospel. And when they heard this, they were caught to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, brethren, what shall we do? What do you do with the gospel? Can we go on, sir? And Peter said to them, repent and be baptized. Every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ. For what? For the forgiveness of sins. And then what? You will receive the gift of it. The gospel is not only forgiveness of sin. After your sins are forgiven, what less? He gives you the Holy Spirit to live the supernatural life of overcoming sin, overcoming habits, of having good character, of living in the supernatural, of miraculous life, of overcoming, of prevailing. If you don't live the supernatural life, Jesus has died in vain for you. So supernatural life is based on the gospel. If you don't understand the gospel, you can't understand the supernatural life. Listen. There's a difference between a well-trained mechanical engineer and a mechanic. A well-trained mechanical engineer knows the laws behind why the thing works this way or does not work that way. A mechanic just knows that this thing works this way or works that way. If it's worth, change it. Why you must change it, they don't know. That is why there are some problems, no matter when you have your car, you might need to take it to the dealer before they can resolve it. Because at that place are well-trained people that understand how it works and why it works. Listen, in the church, there are many people that have seen things work. They don't know why it works. Everything works in Christianity because of the gospel. The death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus. And your response to it. So we have to know this morning, number two, that supernatural living is based on the gospel of the kingdom. Number three, supernatural living is dependent on the name of Jesus. Therefore, God has given Jesus a name above any other name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee must bow. Of Jesus in heaven, on earth, and under the earth, and every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Philippians 2, from verse 8 to 11, is what I've quoted. Supernatural living is based on the power in the name of Jesus. Remember what the Bible said? The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are saved. The name of Jesus has been given to you to live the supernatural. What's the meaning of Jesus? God saves. So whenever we call Jesus, they are saying God save in this situation. The name of Jesus, God save. Jesus save me. Whenever you call Jesus, it means Jehovah saves. And no wonder the names work like wonders. He comes and he saves you. In Acts chapter 3, let's look at Acts chapter 3. Let's read from verse 11 to 16. Acts chapter 3, from verse 1 to 10, is a story of a man who was crippled and was staying by the gate called Beautiful. Where he was is called Beautiful, but his life was not beautiful. And the disciples came one day, saw him there, and he was looking at them to collect silver and money from them. And they looked at him and said, silver and gold have I none, but what I have I give unto you. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, rise up and walk. See, our authority to live the supernatural life is found in the name of Jesus. Jump to verse 11. And when the people gather, while the man clung to Peter and John, all the people utterly astonished ran together to them in the portico called Solomon's portico. And when Peter saw it, he addressed the people, men of Israel, why do you wonder at this? Or why do you stare at us as though by our own power or piety we have made him to walk? If it was today, people would say, do you want me to show you again that I can do it? But Peter directed them to the power at work. The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, the God of our father, glorified his servant Jesus, whom you have delivered over and denied in the presence of Pilate when he decided to release him. But you denied the holy and righteous one and asked for a murderer to be granted to you. And you killed the author of life, whom God raised from the dead. To this we are witness. You see, he preached the gospel again. Death, burial, resurrection. Please, do we understand this? Everything about our faith revolves around the death, the burial, the resurrection of Jesus. And you deny the only and righteous one and ask for a murderer and to beguile you, and you kill the author of life, whom God raised from the dead. To this we are witnesses. And his name and his name by faith in his name has made this man strong. Are you here? Whatever is weak in your life, by in his name, by faith in his name, can be made alive. Hello, do you understand? In his name, by faith in his name. Can we just pray? Is there anything crippled in your life? In his name, by faith in his name, let that thing resurrect. Can you talk? Can you talk? Can you speak? Can you speak? Can you speak? Can you speak? Let's speak to that. Whatever is crippled in your life, whatever, mention them by name. And in the name of Jesus, that is superior, that is above that name, let them come back to life. Anything dead, anything crippled, let them come back to life. For the supernatural is dependent and is based in the name. In his name, by faith in his name. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. See, the thing is that most of us have lost faith in his name. Why? Even when you beg, Jesus, Jesus, Any small thing we mentioned, any small thing. In fact, Jesus has become an exclamation mark. The name has become so common that we don't have effect. Our causes of the other religion, if you call the name of your prophet the way you call Jesus, they will have slaughtered you. We have made Jesus ordinary. Jeez, in fact, you know, Jeez is short form of Jesus now. Jeez. In fact, many people have different slang they call Jesus. Disrespect to the name on whose authority your supernatural depends on. Did you notice that whatever is very important for you, keep it somewhere very far? When we were growing up, our best clothes, they are in what they call portmanteau, metallic one with what is that in the poor, all those square and round things. Camphor. You remove it once in a year, most likely your birthday. If anything happens to it, you are in trouble. There was one that was sewn for me. I was getting ready for my birthday. Very happy. Carried iron. Place on it, the iron. I shout, I shall do me. My Christmas clothes. Because it is the most important. And it's kept somewhere. The Jesus. That name that does wonder. We have made it common and of no effect in our life. If I don't kill you today, Jesus, if I don't kill you today, let's bring back a respect to the powerful name of Jesus. For our supernatural living depends on it. Your life depends on it. Your life depends on it. We thank you, Jesus. So supernatural is enabled by the Holy Spirit. It is dependent on the gospel. It is dependent on the authority in the name of Jesus. Number four, the supernatural living is the normal Christian life. In fact, when you read Acts chapter 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and you keep reading, you will discover it was normal. It was normal. It caused normal to understand that shadow was casting out devils. Shadow was bringing healing. The supernatural was normal. Acts chapter 3 from verse 1, I quoted the other time. They went to the temple to pray. They just saw the man begging. I asked, arise in the name of Jesus Christ. Arise and walk. It was normal. Listen to me. The supernatural is meant to be normal in your life. You started your business not for you to suffer. Abi, is anybody that started business here and doesn't want customer? So supernatural, you get to your shop. I did not open this business for no customer. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, this week, from the north, I call for customer. From the east, I call for customer. From the west, I call for customer. From the south, I call for customer. I command the winds of the earth, the four winds of the earth, let them gather people to my shop this week. In the name of Jesus. You start commanding things that are not as if they are. It is not raising the dead, raising the cripple alone. It is part of it. The supernatural must be normal, 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 normal everywhere. They must be bringing issues to you by your kind of lifestyle. You must be able to speak to your child's sickness. You must be able to command it out. You must be able to command the economy of Nigeria to say, I belong to heaven. I don't live by the laws of the economy of Nigeria. I live by the laws of heaven. And in heaven, there is no famine. Therefore, I will not borrow. I will not beg. I will not suffer. I will rule. I will reign. Things will work for me. In the midst of people complaining, I will not complain. Things will move forward for me. By your tongue, the supernatural is activated by your tongue. The Bible says he confirms the words of his servant. So if you don't speak, what does he have to confirm? But what are you speaking? Buhari Bubu, this country here, he get as he be. That is why your life get as it be. Because he confirms your word. In this office, I have never seen anything good happen in this office. So, yes. Now you talk to confirmed. In this office, even though people are complaining, for me, I'm moving forward. Oh, you said so? Confirmed. That's why the Bible says, watch what you say. Don't tell the angels that it was a mistake. Why? For a child of God, the angels of God are moving around you and they are confirming your word. You don't speak anyhow. The supernatural was normal and is normal. Listen to me. I've always told and I want to repeat it again. The supernatural is not necessarily dramatic. The supernatural is not necessarily sensational. The supernatural is not necessarily spectacular. Your life can look ordinary and you are powerfully living the supernatural life. The supernatural is not always fire, 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 fire. How many times of fire fall on us? How many? The supernatural is normal Christian living. Applying the principles of God, the anointing of God, the power of God to your daily living. To your daily living. And I'm glad many people have keyed into me this year. And I keep hearing many great testimonies every week. And I'm very, very glad. But I want that to be common and normal for all of us. The supernatural is normal. And if it is normal, it is not meant to be living in the church alone. It is meant to be lived outside the church. If you read the book of Acts, there are 40 miracles there. It was only one that happened in the gathering. All the other miracles, 39 of them, happened outside the church. But when we want this, we come together, we clap, we pray. People fall, break their neck, go home. After that, in God. When you have been empowered in church, you go out to live the supernatural life. It is meant to be lived outside. Brethren, do you notice that the supernatural life is attractive? Whenever anything supernatural happens, it attracts people. It will attract the crowd. It will attract whatever you need. When you live supernaturally, that thing you are running after starts to run after you. For the supernatural is attractive. What then is the role of a church in the supernatural? The church is the equipping center for the supernatural. So we have gone to work, live our life for 6 days. 7 days we come together as a family to share the testimony of what God has done. And then we are equipped again. We are refilled again. We are recharged again. And then we go out again. Because how many times? How long do you stay here? All the challenges and the issues you face, they are outside the church. When you come here, it is an equipping center. The church is like a filling station. You have used the fuel. You come back. We put the fuel. The battery has run down. We charge the battery. You have been wounded. It's like the hospital. We put you together. Heal your wound. The car has broken down. It's like a mechanic workshop. We put the parts together. And then we send you back to live in supernatural. Brethren, I beg you in the name of God. Are you not tired of ordinary life? It is time to begin to speak. To speak the situation. My first experience, one of my first experience with the supernatural after I gave my life to Christ was wanting to go to fellowship and rain was, I've started falling and then go out and say, rain, I want to go to fellowship. Please, stop. Let me go to fellowship. When I get there, you can continue falling. And then, I don't know, I'm sure many of us have tried that before. Anybody have tried that before? Wave your hand, let me see. Many of us have tried that before. And then you go out and the rain stops. And you walk in. You get to the fellowship. and the rain starts falling. Then the testimony time, you wave your hand. I want to share testimony. Why? The Lord has done great things and wonders for me. At that time, we didn't know many things. But the word of God was taught to us. We believed it. We applied it. And it worked. I will not talk about the other part of it and maturity for now. Because you are talking this supernatural. It works. Try it. Speak. Ask God for the supernatural. And see Him work for you. I pray for everyone here that the grace of the Lord for the supernatural will manifest in your life in the name of Jesus. Receive the audacity. Receive the boldness to live the supernatural life. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. God bless you.